The following program is a presentation of CRN Digital Talk Radio and Les Kincaid. And now it's time for Wines du Jour with your host, Chef Les Kincaid.
Welcome to Wines du Jour. We're here at Lowry's, the prime rib restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada. Wines du Jour is America's number one syndicated radio of food and wine program, brought to you each and every week with lots of important information. And we have a special guest this evening, Michael Scuro from J. Lohr, who is supplying us the wines this evening, which we happen to love, and we're going to pair it with some great food here at the Prime Rib Restaurant. Thank you for sending your inquiring emails, sent from your home country, from literally all around the world. I've received emails from the East Coast, from the Left Coast, from Japan, from Baja California, from Italy, just about everywhere. Welcome. Our weekly in-house special invited guest audience are here, and they're both hungry and thirsty, and they're pouring wine as we speak so that we can get started. Whether you're just starting to drink wine or you're in the wine industry, Wines du Jour can offer you information that you can enjoy a glass or two of wine, especially with your dinner meal, each and every day. Wine is made with grapes, of course, but not the typical table grapes that you find at the grocery store. Wine grapes, which we call Vitis vinifera, is a small, sweet, thick skin contains seeds. And actually, for those of you that don't know, there are over 1,300 different varietals of wine grapes. That's unbelievable. But just a few of them are planted all over the world. Yes, wine is a peculiar beverage because even the shape of the glass changed the taste of the wine. We want to thank you for listening to Wines du Jour. Please stay tuned. We want you to know that we do not allow snobbery or intimidation in the room during the broadcast. And Wines du Jour food and wine radio broadcast is distributed in all 50 states, all around the world via radio on CRN Digital Talk Radio Network, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher Smart Radio, AHA Radio, Wonder Radio, Warp Radio, and also on several worldwide internet systems all around the globe. We are also available on podcast and free on iTunes. Remember, age gets better with wine. You're listening to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid. Wine is like a hug in a glass, is the way I like to think of it. So don't touch that radio dial. We'll be back with fun, information, great taste right here at Wines du Jour. And remember, a meal without wine is called breakfast. But first, I want to talk with my guest this evening from J. Lohr Winery, one of our favorite California wineries. His name is Michael Scuro. He's been our guest several times in the past. He's with us this evening and brought three of his great wines for us to pair with the food here at the Prime Rib Restaurant. Michael, thank you very much for your hospitality and for coming to the show tonight.
Thanks for having me, Les. It's a pleasure to be here. I always look forward to doing your show.
Yeah, you know, J. Lohr has been one of my favorite wineries from day one, and I'm talking about back in the late 70s when I was only two. We used to go to the J. Lohr up in San Jose. It was before they opened up down in the Paso Robles area. But they have two tasting areas. For those of you that love to go tasting wines, I recommend if you're in the northern part of California to search out the San Jose location for J. Lohr. Or if you're in the central California or even southern California, check it out at Paso Robles area.
Right. Paso Robles is where we have our winery and our vineyards. We have about 2,400 acres there. And that's in the central coast of California, San Luis Obispo County. And in San Jose, we do have a corporate office there as well with the tasting room there that we opened there in 1974 and released in 1972, Petit Sirah, that Jerry Lohr is the founder and still chairman of the board.
Yeah, Jerry Lohr is one of the best guys in the wine industry that I know of. He and his wife visited here in Las Vegas several years ago and was on my radio show. We had just a great, great time. So if you aren't familiar with J. Lohr, J stands for Jerry, Lohr, L-O-H-R. That's the name of the winery. Any retail store anywhere around the country has J. Lohr. If they don't, they can certainly get it. So just ask for it if you don't find it. They have several different varietals. We'll talk about that a little bit later when we get back with Michael Scuro. We got to go to a break. So when we come back, we'll talk a little bit more with Michael and taste a little bit of wine. So don't go anywhere. You're listening to Wines du Jour, and I'm your host, Les Kincaid.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous SpaExpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's SpaExpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to SpaExpectations.com now.
Hi, friends. This is Larry Minetti. Go to LarryMinetti.com to get my book, Aloha Magnum. You'll read all about the wonderful guest stars like Carol Burnett, Elvis Presley, Frank Sinatra, and many, many more. There is an episode guide and my favorite recipes that I really cook at home. I will include a free signed photo with every book. Get Aloha Magnum at LarryMinetti.com. Order now. Aloha.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. I'm your host, Les Kincaid, and we're having a great time here at Lowry's. That's the prime rib restaurant in Las Vegas, Nevada. If you've not been here, you need to check it out. If you like beef, and I just say beef in general, you know, Wagyu or all the other kinds, this is a place to come. This is the best prime rib in all of Nevada, bar none. And that's not an exaggeration, and I'm not saying it because I'm sitting here, but I'm telling you an absolute fact. When you're in the mood for a steak or you're in the mood for a beef, make sure that Lowry's is the place you come to. We're talking a little bit with Michael Skruel before we went to the break about Jay Lohr and so on and so forth. But, you know, I want to ask you guys a question. If I were to ask you, what is the most popular wine in the world consumed by more people than any other? Now, most people would say Cabernet Sauvignon, and they would be wrong. The actual answer, and because Cabernet Sauvignon is number two, number one is Chardonnay. Chardonnay is consumed by more people than anywhere else. You know, it's one of the things that when you're a young person starting to find out what it's like to be an adult, going to a bar or a lounge or a restaurant that you're going to have your wine or alcoholic beverage for the first time, one of the first things most people order automatically because they don't really know anything about alcoholic beverages is Chardonnay. Everybody knows the name Chardonnay, and it's one that everybody seems to drink, so they feel comfortable ordering it. And when they taste it, it's not too bad at all. So you end up with being a Chardonnay drinker for a long period of time before you even go to some of the other flavors that you'll discover later as being an adult. But one thing I want to mention to you when it comes to wine and food, and that is exactly what I say each and every week here on Wines du Jour, and that is, wine is food. A meal is a meal, but with a glass of wine, it's a celebration from casual gatherings to formal affairs. Wine celebrates any event. So sit back and relax and have one or two glasses with your dinner meal. In fact, the medical profession all around the world now agree that you should have one or two glasses, not bottles, but one or two glasses of wine with your dinner every day. Wine is not what we would consider a weekend celebration product. That's for tequila and gin and vodka and beer and so on and so forth. Wine is food, and that's the way I'd like you to think about it. And you'd discover that it makes food taste better. It helps with digestion. It does a whole lot of different things. But let's get back to talking with Michael Skruel. Michael, you've been with Jay Lohr for a number of years. Have you seen a change in the concept of wine with the average person? Are there more people drinking wine now than they used to, or is it about the same as you remember to start with?
Well, I definitely think there's more people drinking wine today. The millennials are definitely drinking wine today, and that's created more people drinking wine. And people, the general consumer's palate has, you know, developed because they started drinking wine a while ago, and that's the difference from today compared to 20, 30 years ago.
Boy, you're right. Back in the 70s and the 80s, I remember people walked around with a jug in their hand, you know? And I said this, I think, a couple of weeks in a row now, and not to belabor it, but it would have the word Chablis on the label or Burgundy on the label. And everybody thought those were the names of the grapes. Well, ain't true. There is no such thing as a Burgundy grape, and there's no such thing as a Chablis. Well, there is, I guess, in certain parts of France, but right. That's kind of a technicality. Basically, we're talking about Chardonnay when you talk about white wine. So it's kind of interesting how that's changed. The 750 milliliter come out on the market, and things kind of changed eventually. The American palate has really improved substantially over 20, 30 years ago, like you say.
Yes, it has, and that's elevated the wine industry to make better wine as well.
Well, you know, I want to mention one thing since we're talking about 750 milliliter bottles of wine, which is a typical average bottle of wine, and 750 milliliters is a concept that most Americans don't have any idea how much wine that is. They know it fits in the bottle, and that's it. So let me just do a little conversion for you and tell you that that is actually 25.4 ounces of wine. Okay, so let's go a little step further and say, okay, 25 ounces, the four is out of the question. We'll just round that off to 25 ounces. And the fact is, how many ounces do you pour in a glass? You go into a bar and you order a glass of wine. How many ounces do they pour in that glass? Or if you're at home, how many ounces do you pour? Well, the average people would probably say, well, some places anywhere from 3 to 4 ounces, but actually it's 5. So if you would take 5 ounces into 25 ounces, we get 5 glasses of wine per bottle. Now you know. So if you're going to split a bottle of wine with your partner, that's a good thing for dinner. Both of you have half a bottle of wine, so to speak, or roughly 2.5 glasses of wine with your dinner meal. The doctor is happy, and you're definitely happy as well. Wine is not something to stagger around the furniture and so on. That's not what wine is made for. Wine is food, and I want you to think of it as food, just like you think of bread and butter when you think about setting the table, all that sort of thing. So wine is food. Any bright concepts that you would like to mention, new ideas that are coming out in terms of either new varietals that we aren't too familiar with that are starting to become more popular, or new ways to use wine other than just as a dinner meal? Oh, tough question. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do that.
No, well, I would say that Merlot is on the comeback trail and has been on the comeback trail. So, you know, drink some Merlot out there, actually.
Yeah, Merlot is good. It's a great varietal. You know, Merlot was conceived in France, like Cabernet Sauvignon. In fact, if you aren't familiar, they don't need to put the different varietals' juices in a bottle of wine and put it on the label anywhere, and including France. And so for many years, they were put maybe, I'm just going to pick a number, it may not be really overall accurate, but 3 to 5 ounces or 3 to 5% of Merlot went into the Cabernet juice in a bottle. So when you bought a bottle of Cabernet Sauvignon, you assumed, which was incorrect, that it was 100% Cabernet, because that's what most people think, but it really was not. It was they had the Merlot added to it. So Merlot became known as a rounding grape, or it would round off the taste of Cabernet Sauvignon generally. And every winery in the world started growing in their vineyards, are growing Merlot. Next thing you know, they've got a heck of a lot of Merlot and not enough necessity to blend it with their Cabernet Sauvignon, so they started bottling it by itself. And so for the last number of years, we've had Merlot available in the store by many different varieties, you know, the wineries, and it's a very good food wine. Do you not agree with that?
It's a great food wine.
Yeah. You don't have to have a Cabernet Sauvignon. You could always have a Merlot and not be unhappy about it, as far as I can tell. Now, Merlot, and for those of you from Texas, Merlot. I have a lady from Texas sits close to me, and she always gives me that look. Why do you say that? Well, that's why. That's the answer. Okay, no, never mind. But Merlot is actually a very good wine and by itself and goes with an awful lot of food. And incidentally, Merlot also goes with not just red meat, which is what most people think of. Red wine goes with red meat, you know, and white wine goes with white meat. Not necessarily the case. You'd be very surprised if you went and barbecued a chicken and take that chicken barbecued now. It doesn't have to have barbecue sauce on it. It could just have a rub that you put on it before you cooked it, and actually serve it with a glass of Merlot. You might be pleasantly surprised that the two go very well together. You agree with that?
I agree.
Yeah. I just think that Merlot kind of gets stuck into a category of being just by itself and doesn't go with anything other than maybe a steak or a hamburger or something of red meat, so to speak. And that's not the case. And that stands true, incidentally, not just with Merlot, but all red wines. You know, Cabernet is another one that goes very well with fish. And it's surprising how you could do it once you get past the thing. I know when I was growing up, everybody thought, as I said earlier, red meat, red wine, white meat, white wine. And we've discovered in the last, 25 or 30 years that that's definitely not the case.
Correct. I mean, that Merlot would even go great with bolognese sauce.
Oh, yeah. You know? Yeah, absolutely.
We have a beautiful Merlot called Los Osos Merlot, which just means Valley of the Bear in Spanish. We named it that to honor the black bears that you have in Paso Robles, San Luis Obispo County.
Great. That's good knowledge. Hey, I knew he'd tell us something we didn't know about. We're here at the Prime Rib Restaurant. Now, if you're not familiar with Lowry's, that's the same people that incidentally have that little seasoning that you can buy in the store. And everybody here this evening gets their own bottle of Lowry's, incidentally, to take home with them and actually sprinkle it on damn near anything. This goes good on scrambled eggs. I know it sounds a little weird, but it's absolutely true. So Lowry's is not just a seasoning company. Lowry's is also a food company, and they have several restaurants. In fact, I was told earlier by the general manager, who's going to be our guest here in a little while, that there are, I don't remember what the number is, I'm going to say 10 or 12 different Lowry's in Japan. Very, very popular there. And there's probably 50 or more Lowry's all around the world. They originated not as a seasoning company, but they originated as a restaurant. And their first restaurant opened, I'm just doing this off the top of my head, opened in 1922, the first Lowry's.
Wow, that's incredible.
Unbelievable, huh?
Incredible.
Yeah. So we'll find out a little bit more about that a little bit later when we get Ed LaPierre to come in to talk with us about that. So tell us a little bit about your wines. Tonight you're featuring three of your wines, of course, like we do each show. The first one being the Chardonnay, as I mentioned. But the second one is one that I happen to really like. It's called Petite Syrah. And a whole lot of people say, what? What is that? Petite Syrah is what we mean. Tell us a little bit about Petite Syrah.
Okay, Petite Syrah is a red grape variety that, you know, petite means small. So the berry is smaller than the average grape variety. And the skins are really thick. So you're going to get a lot of dark color in the wine because there's less pulp in the smaller grape variety.
Right, and the skins just exude that color.
Yeah. Yes, beautiful, beautiful wine.
Yes, very nice. Okay, and then last but certainly not least is the world favorite, number two favorite in the world, but I should say maybe the red favorite, that would be Cabernet Sauvignon. And your Cabernet Sauvignon is killer. I happen to say, you know, I didn't have to say that, but I have to tell you that it really tastes wonderful. And one of the reasons is where it comes from. The Cabernet that you guys use to put in your bottle comes from where?
From our vineyards in Paso Robles, where we have 2,400 acres.
Wow.
And so tonight we're featuring our three of our vineyard series wines, our single vineyards, our Arroyo Vista Chardonnay, and our Tower Road Petite Syrah, and our Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon from J. Lohr. And the Hilltop Cabernet Sauvignon is from our vineyards in Paso Robles. The vineyards are up on the hill. That's where the name Hilltop came from.
Uh-huh.
Little higher elevation, better drainage. But when we taste it, we'll talk about that, because it's beautiful, dark, dark, intense
okay.
fruit, delicious
well,
tannins.
Well, you know, Paso Robles, for those of you that aren't familiar with it, if you take a map and look from San Francisco North, or Santa Cruz, as I like to say, in the northern part of the state, and the southern part around Santa Barbara or Los Angeles area, and about halfway between the two, coming down the Pacific coast, is a town called Paso Robles. And Paso Robles is where we're talking about here, where J. Lohr has a lot of wineries, a lot of vineyards, and his wine tasting area there. and they produce some outstanding wines. One of the things that I do know that's more predominant from Paso Robles is because the weather is so warm and clean and clear, it's about, 40 miles from the Pacific Ocean, literally, but the weather gets maybe 90, 95, maybe 100 a couple days out of the year. That makes that Cabernet Sauvignon just sing. It loves it, doesn't it?
It does love it. It does get up to 100 degrees there, but what we have there is beautiful diurnal shift, and at night it gets down to 50 degrees. So you have that big swing of 50 degrees difference, and the grapes just love that because they soak up all the sun during the day in the warm.
Great. We've got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll talk a little bit more about Paso Robles and Jaylor Wines, along with, of course, Lowry's, the prime rib in Las Vegas. Be back in just a moment.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas, a rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV, the only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Life TV, made in Vegas for all of Vegas. Vegas Life TV, now available globally on your iPad, Droid, smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now. Vegas Live TV.
Mortgage rates are at all-time lows. If you have not refinanced your current mortgage in the last few years, you could be losing thousands of dollars a year by paying too high of an APR. And the place to call is LendingTree to find out how low you can go. We can match you with lenders offering some of the lowest rates APRs available. Some APRs are lower than 3%. Imagine how much money you can save every month if your current mortgage is at 6% or higher. And all it takes is one free call to LendingTree to match you with a lender who may be able to lower your current home mortgage rate. Learn how to potentially save thousands by refinancing your current mortgage. Call LendingTree right now. NMLS 1136.
800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. 800-628-5067. That's 800-628-5067.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California, with the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. I have to tell you, this salad that Chef David Simmons has put together, he calls it a poached scallop salad. Let me tell you what. It's got one of my favorite lettuces called frisée. I happen to like that if you're familiar with it. It's hard to find sometimes in the store, but make sure when you're making a big salad, you also include frisée. It has orange supremes, or some people call it orange segments. That just means that they take the little individual pieces from the orange and put it together, along with pear tomatoes and a little bit of a lemon vinaigrette. And let me tell you, it is just delightful with this Chardonnay. This Chardonnay really is food friendly. And as you may or may not know, many times here on Wines du Jour over the years, I have told you that Chardonnay is not a real food-friendly wine, and therefore it doesn't pair real well with a lot of food. But when you get a wine that does pair well with food, it's really good. And tonight, this J. Lohr Chardonnay from the Paso Robles area is just delightful. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. This Arroyo Vista Chardonnay is one of our single vineyards in Arroyo Seco AVA, which is in Monterey. And this Chardonnay we aged for 14 months in French oak, and it's almost 60% new French oak. It's a smaller production wine that we make, and our average annual year will range from 11,000 to like 12,000 six-pack cases. So it's a very special wine. A little touch of Burgundy into it, but you get the white stone fruit on your palate that really comes through, and little baked apple, beautiful acidity, long finish, you know, everything you want in Chardonnay. Even a little hint of lemon peel, I would say,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, absolutely. This, it's very, very tasty. And I just have to say that Chardonnay, as I mentioned earlier, is not always food-friendly, but here, this Chardonnay, man, I think you could put this with just about any type of food, and it would go very well with it. Don't you agree with that?
Oh, yes, absolutely. Grilled salmon, any chicken dishes.
Oh, yeah. And one of the reasons, I have to say, is because of the area that the grapes are grown in. As Michael said, the Monterey area, which is just below Santa Cruz, if you will, the Monterey area is well known for the type of soil and the beautiful weather that they have there that goes so well with making a few grapes excellent. One of them is Chardonnay. Chardonnay grows really well in the Monterey area. You can put that up with almost any French Chardonnay that you come up with, or Chablis, if you can come up with, it's going to hold in there on its own.
Absolutely. Monterey is a cooler growing wine region. So usually the highs there are only get up to 75, 77. And that's not all the year. It's only certain parts of the year. And it'll get down to 45 degrees at night.
Yeah.
So it's a great region for Chardonnay, Pinot Noir, Riesling, Sauvignon Blanc.
A little different than Las Vegas. Yesterday, the temperature here, for those of you that don't live in Las Vegas, was 117. Yes, I said 117 degrees. Now, you know what? We're used to it in Las Vegas. So we kind of say, oh, boy, stay in the shade.
Yes.
You know, but unfortunately, it doesn't happen very often. In fact, I think back in 1966, they had 11 days of temperature of 100 degrees or higher in a row, we're talking about. And this right now here in Las Vegas, we're at day six in a row of over 100 degrees. It's okay. It's not something you'd have to worry about. And the beautiful part about Las Vegas is called air conditioning. You know, I actually, when I first moved to Las Vegas back in the late 60s, I met a person that bought a brand new car here in Las Vegas without an air conditioner. Could you believe that? Bought a brand new automobile without an air conditioner. Okay, well, that's a little bit crazy as far as I'm concerned, but that's the way it turned out to be. Okay, this poached scallop salad is just dynamite. I can't wait to tell David Simmons how good a job that his staff did putting that together. One of the nice things about scallops is to not overcook it. You know, you can eat it if it's fresh. You can eat it without cooking it at all. You know, that's not a bad thing. People say, oh, no, I don't eat fresh fish. Yes, you can do that if it's fresh. That's the answer. Now, if it's been around for a week or so, no, I think I'd cook it. But if it's really fresh, that's good. And I want to mention something about scallops, because scallops, you can buy two kinds of scallops in the grocery store. And I don't mean Pacific Coast and Atlantic Coast. I'm talking about two different types of scallops, one of which is called a diver scallop. And the other is just a quote-unquote regular scallop. Regular scallops are just, they're fish just like any others, but diver scallop is literally dived for by human beings. Dive down in the water, get the scallop, the shell, take the scallop out, bring it back up, and it comes to your house. That is the best, freshest, nice-tasting scallop as you'll ever get. So if you have an opportunity to get a diver scallop, make sure you do. Diver's not the name of the scallop, it's just the way that it was caught. Got to go to a break, so don't go anywhere. We'll be back right after these messages.
Looking for some overdue rest and self-indulging relaxation? Do you love to discover new hidden travel destination gems and visit luxurious spas? Seek after new beauty products and all those don't miss specials? Then it's time to check in, relax, rejuvenate, and allow spa expectations guide you to the very best places the spa industry has to offer, all on one website. Simply visit the fabulous spaexpectations.com website for everything spa and discover what you've been missing. That's spaexpectations.com, enhancing your spa experience. And log on today to spaexpectations.com now.
You experiencing pain? Back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain? Pain from a sports injury? If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and D.C. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
From traditional Hawaiian weddings and vow renewals to your own unique ceremony, find out why Ka'anapali Weddings is the perfect place to say, I do. Create the memory that will last a lifetime at the place you and your family know and love, Ka'anapali Beach Hotel. Imagine yourself and your loved one just steps away from world-famous Ka'anapali Beach in one of many wedding venues to choose from, including oceanside lawns, tropical gardens, or indoor banquet rooms. With your choice of catering, bar, floral, and musical options, you can make your special day customized just for you. Their wedding specialists will help you plan your dream wedding today. For more information, visit Ka'anapaliWeddings.com or call 661-0011. Ka'anapali Weddings, the perfect place to say, I do.
Ka'anapali Beach Hotel, Maui's Hawaiian Hotel.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. Boy, I have to tell you, the food and the wine here tonight is spectacular. We just poured wine number two, which is one of my favorite varietals, actually. It's not too well known, Petit Syrah. There is a Syrah. You may or may not know that there is a Syrah, which is the most popular varietal with that name. And a few years ago, and I guess we're talking 20 or 25 years ago, they took the Syrah down to Australia. And it turns out, to make a long story short, that the most popular red wine in Australia is Syrah, not Cabernet Sauvignon like most places, and certainly not Merlot, as we mentioned, but the Syrah in Australia is number one. Well, in the meantime, there's a separate and just a distant cousin, not a real relative per se, called Petite Syrah. You want to tell us a little bit about that?
Well, yes, but first I want to mention in Australia it's called Shiraz.
Yes, okay, yeah. But, yeah, they call it Shiraz or Shiraz, yes.
But our J. Lord single vineyard Tower Road, Petite Syrah, we named it Tower Road because it's a little tiny road that leads to a little tiny private airport. Can't even find it on the maps. it leads right to that little tiny, you know, two-seater, four-seater planes that fly in there. And the name is Tower Road, comes from that. And so that's in our vineyards in Paso Robles.
Well, don't sell that either. Don't sell that vineyard.
No.
It's outstanding.
It is. So our Petites are all, we average about 8,000 to almost 10,000 six-pack cases a year. We age it in French oak for 16 months.
Wow.
And it's 80% new French oak. And this is a beautiful Petite Syrah, really dark, intense red, dark fruit on your palate, but luscious tannins. And actually, you get little hints of maybe a little coffee and cocoa in there, too, as well.
Yeah,
but,
yeah.
You know, really good blackberry notes in there.
Well, another thing I want to mention is this Petite Syrah is not strictly Petite Syrah. It does have a couple little tastes, if you will, added to it for flavor. And that would be a 3% Syrah,
right,
as opposed to Petite Syrah. And no, they are not the same. They are, like I mentioned earlier, they're distant cousins, but they don't taste the same. Actually, you put them side by side, you can definitely tell the difference.
Right, and
then
it's 2%.
Last but not least is a grape that's grown more than any other grape in the whole world that most people don't realize, and that is called Grenache. There's more Grenache than Chardonnay. There's more Grenache than Cabernet. I know people look at me like I have two heads when I say that, but it's it's an absolute fact. On the other hand, Grenache goes very well and is used almost strictly as a blending grape, but it's blended in. You would not believe how many varietals that have a little bit of Grenache in it, including this one, which has about 2% Grenache. And boy, let me tell you, the overall taste and flavor of this is just, it just kind of tells you, I want food to go with that. So what does Chef Simmons do here? He says, okay, let's just go down to New Zealand and get some of that lamb down there, bring it back, and we'll do a little lamb chop topped with a little blackberry and cherry balsamic reduction. So blackberry and cherry balsamic reduction. And a reduction, of course, is really simple to do, and you can do it at home. And let me just tell you what it's all about. Let's say, as an example, you have 2 cups of this particular balsamic. You put it on the sauce pot, put it on the stove, turn it on to medium heat, let it come to a boil. As soon as it comes to a boil, turn it down to a low simmer, and let it just simmer. And what happens is the water in the wine leaves. It dissipates. And so that goes from 2 cups, let's say, all the way down to 1 cup. So now the product itself, the blackberries, does not leave. It can't leave. It has to be only the water leaves. So the volume goes down from 2 cups to 1 cup, and now what you have is a very intense taste of that wine. Make sense? But that's what a reduction is. You can do it with anything. We do it a lot with chicken stock, where we start out with 2 cups or 4 cups or 3 cups of chicken stock, turn it on high, let it come to a boil, turn it down and let it simmer till it actually cooks down to 2 cups or 1.5 cups. And the intense flavor of that chicken stock is outstanding compared to what it was when you first started. And the only thing that's gone is the water. Okay? The flavor of the chicken is still there, but because there's less water with it, it's more intense in terms of flavor or taste. Make sense to you? Okay, so this New Zealand lamb chop is topped, as I mentioned, with blackberry and cherry balsamic reduction. And I have to tell you, it is really very tasty. And if you're not sure, take a little bite of the lamb chop and then take a sip of this beautiful wine, and you'll see what we're talking about, how well pairing works. That's what it's all about. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely.
Yeah, I personally feel that wine is made not only to drink, of course, but as a food, and consider it a food. I mentioned this earlier, but I'm very serious about it. Think of wine as food, and you will have a more intense and better happy life, if you will, being able to enjoy a meal better with a glass of wine than you would if you did not have a glass of wine. It's unbelievably different in terms of taste and flavor, and digestion and all the other things that go along with it are improved just tremendously by having wine with your meal.
They complement each other, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. No doubt about that. Well, Petit Syrah as opposed to Syrah. Just make sure you know that there are two different grapes completely. That's like Chardonnay and Sauvignon Blanc. Two different grapes, even though they sound the same. Syrah and Petit Syrah. And actually, depends on what country you're in, they spell the word Syrah a little bit different. Do you agree with that? S-Y-R-A-H and S-I-R-A-H.
Well, Syrah grape variety is spelled S-Y-R-A-H, but Petit Syrah, the Syrah part is spelled S-I-R-H.
Now we know everything there is to know about wine. Got to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have a little more fun and go to wine number 3 and food as well. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back coast to coast and around the world on the Internet right here on Wines du Jour.
Las Vegas. No doubt, a city you've lived in, visited, or have read about. But is there life in Vegas beyond the glamour and glitter of the Strip? Experience life in Vegas. A rich, multicultural, visitor-friendly, 24/7 community. Vegas Life TV. The only network that carries 100% Vegas-produced TV programs. Vegas Live TV. Made in Vegas, for all of Vegas. Vegas Live TV. Now available globally on your iPod, Droid, Smart TV, and laptop. Vegas Live TV. Check out VegasLiveTV.us now.
Credit cards are sure fun to use, perhaps a little addicting, and they kind of make you feel rich. Well, if you're like most Americans, you've got over 5 maxed out credit cards in your pocket right now, and you can barely make the minimum payments, right? I'd like to personally recommend a company called DebtHelper.com. DebtHelper.com is a licensed and insured nonprofit debt management agency. They can help cut your interest rates by as much as 50% and lower your monthly payments, saving you thousands of dollars in finance charges on your credit card bills. DebtHelper.com does not lend money. DebtHelper's program could have you paying off your credit card debt in full in a 3 to 5 year period. Call DebtHelper.com right now for your free confidential consultation. Today. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328. 866-706-3328.
Credit card management services, Inc. DBA, DebtHelper.com. 3025 North Harbor Avenue, number 201, West Palm Beach, Florida, 33401. Down payment of debt may be creditors to increase finance and other charges or undertake collection activity, including litigation.
Experience a luxury boutique hotel escape in the heart of Laguna Beach, California. With the finest art gallery, shopping, dining, and nightlife just steps from your door. The heart of Laguna Beach, the edge of the sea. It's the Inn at Laguna Beach. Enjoy our comfortable rooms, blending the style of a timeless beach bungalow with the modern comforts of today. 70 newly appointed guest rooms and suites await you at the Inn at Laguna Beach. Then, relax at the rooftop bar, where you'll indulge in breathtaking views of the ocean. For dining, you'll find libations and local cuisine on the California coastline, including dining at the legendary Las Brisas, a Southern California landmark. The Inn at Laguna Beach, footsteps from Rome to village to sea, located in the heart of Laguna Beach. The Inn is within walking distance of all that Laguna Beach has to offer. No car required. The Inn at Laguna Beach, 211 North Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Call 800-544-4479 or visit innatlagunabeach.com.
Welcome back to Wines du Jour. We're having a good time here. Let me tell you, that's lamb. The lamb chops that we're having with this beautiful wine, is just Petit Syrah, is just absolutely perfect pairing, the two of them. I hope you had an opportunity to taste the two. Make sure that when you get a little bit of lamb in your mouth, make sure you take a little sip of that wine at the same time, and you'll find out, as I mentioned earlier, what pairing is truly all about.
Absolutely.
Petit Syrah, what are some of the things that you would like to serve with Petit Syrah over and above lamb chops?
Well, it's funny you mention that. Besides the lamb chops, prime rib, steak, and burgers, you can do a bolognese sauce with this. But the last seven wine dinners, I featured our Petit Sirah as a dessert wine course with chocolate.
Absolutely. See, there's a surprise. You know, I have to tell you, most people figure that the best wine to go with chocolate is Cabernet Sauvignon. Ain't true, right?
Not the best, but actually it does also.
Oh, it goes, yeah. And some better than others.
Sure.
But something like this is just kind of throws you off, and your taste buds say, what? This is good.
It is, because you get a lot of dark, deep black fruit in it, and that combination with chocolate, it's just amazing. And so when you combine, like a flourless chocolate tort, maybe like a berry coulis with it, they just go hand in hand.
Absolutely. No doubt about it. Well, okay, let's talk about number three. Number three is, for wine, it is the Cabernet Sauvignon. And the food that the chef has put together to go along with it is a flame-broiled ribeye crostini. Now, let's talk about crostini. What the hell does that mean? Well, if you're Italian, you know darn good and well it's a little piece of French bread. But you also heard the term bruschetta. Now, wait a minute. Bruschetta and crostini, are they the same thing? Well, they're spelled different, but they are basically the same thing, except how it's put together. I know, I'm going to be technical here for just a second. A crostini is one that is put in the oven and toasted, if you will. A bruschetta is one that's put on the grill and toasted. That's the only difference. It's the same piece of bread done two different ways. Now you know everything. Bruschetta and crostini. But this crostini with the ribeye obviously is a piece of meat, red meat, as you will, on sourdough, topped with a little brandy peppercorn sauce and fried onion strings. Unbelievable and very, very tasty. So when you have a glass of Cabernet Sauvignon in front of you and you don't have a steak or something close to it, you could also take a little crostini from ribeye and put that on there, and it'll be very, very popular. So, anybody have any questions about that? No? Good. That's good. Now, the onion rings. How in the world, we call them onion strings in the case here as opposed to onion rings, but it's just deep-fried onions. And you would normally take either white onions or yellow onions as your choice to fry. And the reason is red onions don't turn out as well, and, of course, it doesn't look as good when they're cooked either. Red onions don't look great when they've been cooked like that. But it would taste the same, and you would like it, I'm just telling you, other than the appearance, no different. Peppercorn sauce, of course, is pretty simple. It's a sauce made using peppercorns, and I hope you have whole peppercorns in your home. In fact, if you have a pepper mill, which I'm sure you grind your own pepper when you get ready to eat, inside the pepper mill goes the whole peppercorns. So that's a reason to have some. But then you can take some peppercorns, put them into a sauce pot with a little bit of either chicken stock or red wine, whichever you prefer. Bring it to a boil, turn it down to a simmer, and let it cook for about 15 or 20 minutes at a very low simmer. And you then have peppercorn sauce. And you can pour that over steak. You can pour that over pork chops. You can pour that over fish. You could pour it over an awful lot of things, and it would be very, very tasty. Something that you could do at home, doesn't cost you much, and it's very, very effective in terms of taste and flavor. Sound good?
Absolutely.
Okay, this crostini here that they've done is just beautiful. Not only is the appearance good, but I can see everybody's just chomping on this as being a very, very good thing. But make sure that you taste a little bit of the crostini and then take a little sip of that beautiful Cabernet Sauvignon, and you'll see what we're talking about. Cabernet, as I mentioned earlier, is the number two most popular wine consumed in the whole world. But there's a whole lot of difference between that.
Well, it's funny you mention that because the old expression in the wine business, cab is king.
Yeah, cab is king.
It still is.
It is, yeah.
So,
yeah.
It really is. But, you know, Cabernet Sauvignon, grape variety, grows great throughout the world in certain regions. And in our particular region and winery in Paso Robles, we have our Hilltop single vineyard cab. But, you know, we also grow our Seven Oaks cab, which is, you know, basically the number one cab at its price point in the United States.
Absolutely.
For only about 25 years.
Yeah, exactly.
Our Hilltop, though, is aged in French oak for 18 months, and it's 60% new French oak. And this vintage is 90% Cabernet Sauvignon, 6% Petit Verdot, 4% Cabernet Franc.
Okay, well, happy to have David Simmons has come over to join us. He's the man that put this food together. We've got to go to a break. When we come back from a break, we'll talk with Chef David Simmons. He's a certified executive chef, and you're going to love what he has to say. Be back in a moment.
This is the Mungle on Movies. I'm Matt Mungle. Transformers: The Last Night opens in theaters this week. Josh Duhamel plays Colonel William Lennox and says there are quite a few new elements in this one.
This movie just captures the imagination of kids, and it's fun to see my little guy get excited about it and see what the Transformers are all about. It's pretty cool to be in a movie like this because me as a dad getting to show my son that I'm in this movie is a big deal. That's part of the fun of the whole thing.
For reviews, interviews, and more, go to MungleShow.com or follow me on Twitter at TheMungle.
If you're eligible for Medicare, you need to know there is money available to you that can lower your Medicare prescription costs. How much can you save? Find out now by making a free call to Health Markets. They'll search from a variety of nationally recognized plans to find you the right coverage at a price that fits your budget. And they'll do all this valuable research for you at no charge to you. And remember, you may be able to save money on your prescriptions. We'll tell you if you qualify. Why pay a penny more than you have to for an insurance policy? Let us find you the right plan at the right price and see if you qualify to lower your prescription costs. Put our free service to work for you at no charge. Call Health Markets right now.
800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. 800-990-0351. That's 800-990-0351.
Health Markets Insurance Agency is the DBA of InSphere Insurance Solutions, Inc. Licensed in all 50 states and DC. Service and product availability varies by state. Agents may be compensated based on your enrollment.
You're experiencing pain, back pain, shoulder, elbow, or hand pain, pain from a sports injury. If so, schedule a visit with Dr. Michael Sheps, the leading expert in laser therapy for pain management. Call 310-873-4422 or go to drsheps.com. Experience Epic T, the breakthrough laser therapy system that Dr. Sheps developed to make you pain-free in less time. Laser therapy is a non-invasive, safe, and effective in-office procedure that penetrates deep into your skin without damaging the tissue. It perfectly targets areas of pain to promote fast, natural healing. Relax your muscles, ease muscle spasms, joint stiffness, and arthritis pain while increasing blood circulation. For over 25 years, Dr. Sheps has helped Olympic athletes and sports enthusiasts alike get back in the game. Schedule your visit with Dr. Sheps at his Brentwood office in California. Call 310-873-4422 or visit drsheps.com. That's drsheps.com, 310-873-4422.
Trying to sell your old car? Instead, donate your vehicle to Heritage for the Blind. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Just call 1-800-785-9618. Heritage for the Blind accepts cars, vans, trucks, and boats, whether they run or not. Call right now and receive a free 3-day vacation voucher to over 50 locations. Call 1-800-785-9618. Donate your car today. That's 1-800-785-9618.
Welcome back to Wines and More. We're having a good time here at Lowry's. That's the prime rib in Las Vegas. Let me tell you, it's beautiful. And one of the reasons that it's so successful is the fact that they have a man in the kitchen that knows what the hell he's doing when it comes to preparing all kinds of food. And let me tell you, he's good. David Simmons, who is the certified executive chef, he's our guest here for a few minutes on Wines du Jour. And first of all, Chef, thank you very much for your hospitality. The food has been excellent, pairing very, very well with these beautiful J. Lohr wines. And thanks for coming out of the kitchen and spending some time with us.
Well, it's my pleasure to get out of the kitchen.
Yeah, I know. I understand. That's a good thing. It's something you don't get to do too often.
Right.
How long have you been with Lowry's here in Las Vegas?
5 years here.
5 years.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's good. And what are some of the favorite things that you like to prepare that are on the menu here at Lowry's?
Well, my absolute favorite is the beef Wellington we recently added. I think we've had it on the menu about 3 years now.
Uh-huh.
And
turns out to be very popular.
It is, yeah, very popular. And here at Lowry's, it's a little difficult because everything we do has to be based around our prime rib.
Right.
So as far as cooking times and execution,
sure.
So that was the challenge with that. And I think we nailed it, and it's doing really well.
Yeah, that's good. I'm anxious to try that. I haven't had a chance to do that, but I've heard it's outstanding. You know, one of the things about beef Wellington is the simplicity of it and yet the complication. And I say that, it sounds like I'm doing double speak, but I'm really not. But from the chef's standpoint, he has to worry about coating the meat, whatever he chooses to use, in this case prime rib. And sometimes they put something else on top of it, cover it with that, and then put it in the oven and bake it off to where the coating is baked just perfectly. Not as easy to do as you would think as a customer. You say, oh, that sounds good, I'll have that. But in the kitchen, they go, oh, boy, we got to really watch what we're doing. You have a lot of items on your menu that are you have to be overly concerned, or have you got it down to a science?
I think we've got it down to a science.
I think that's
well.
Probably true.
Yeah, and that beef Wellington, getting the puff pastry to cook at the exact temperature of the filet itself is
right.
Really the trick.
Yeah.
And we've got that one down well, too.
That's good. Well, so do you pre-cook the beef Wellington a little bit before you put it in there,
wow,
or no?
That's really astute of you to mention that, because we do.
Yeah.
It's the only way we could get it to cook in a timely manner.
Right.
Yeah, we do. We par cook it, the filet, to 90 degrees internal temperature, then cool it down, then wrap it with the mushroom duck sal, the puff pastry, and we bake it. It takes about 13 minutes to finish it.
Yeah, that's great. So when you order it, and please do, because you'll be happy that you did, expect to spend just a few minutes to get it. It's not a big thing as far as weight is concerned, but it's well worth the 13 minutes or so that it takes in the oven. The people in the kitchen have to work their fanny off to make sure that everything that goes out of the kitchen is okay with Chef, because he looks at every plate that goes out of there to make sure that it looks the way he thinks it should look, whether it's got drips of food or anything on. They clean it all up to where it looks perfect when it comes to your table. And the food servers, incidentally, are trained to put that plate on the table in front of you in a certain way. There is what we call the 12 o'clock method, which something on the plate is going to be at 12 o'clock. That would be if there was a clock in front of you at 12 o'clock, and then it's going to be the same for everybody that orders that same dish. The other thing that we have to understand is the water, the champagne, if there is any, white wine, if there is any, red wine, if there is any, and then, of course, generally speaking, we take the coffee into the other room. Now, when you're in a restaurant like this, coffee comes later, but they don't put the cup and saucer and the spoon in front of you at the beginning of your meal. They serve it after the meal. That's the important thing. Chef, thank you very much for taking time out of your schedule
My
to be
pleasure,
with
Les.
Us.
Thank you for coming. Thank you.
Ed LaPierre, I was hoping to get you on, man. I haven't been able to do it. Ed LaPierre is the chef, is the general manager here. He's the guy that you need to know when you come to this beautiful restaurant.